Okay, we're continuing with the sugya of whether or not an avil is permitted to leave the house during the week of Shiva. The Ramban says that an avil, quoting from one of the Gaonim, is not permitted to leave his house, the tefillah or the Talmud Torah. If they should simcha he loves, it's a simcha for him to leave the house. What do you mean Talmud Torah? Kind of Talmud Torah. She never allowed us during Torah. Not in the house, not in shul, not in nowhere. So the answer is, given by the Divrei Sofrim, we saw in Shitas Ari in the Mordechai. It's in Tav Kuf Vov. For those who recall, we were here once before. The last line of the first column of page Kuf Vov in the Mordechai. Yet also from Talmud Torah, the Shabbos, the Dhamma Lamila Shal Sinna. We'll discuss the subject of Sinna and Pareska and Mr. Shem next week. Avariya Yamata Lilmel Torah B'Shabbat. She Misamacha Talei. Vutzorach L'Tamech Asmo B'Shabbat. The Ovel is required to make himself happy on Shabbat. What's he going to do? Where to make himself happy on Shabbat is to learn Torah. So there, that opinion is to be accepted, which, by the way, the halacha is not accepted. If that opinion is to be accepted, then we understand very well there's a specific iser that the Bible should not go to shul and learn there barabim, because that's a greater level of simcha. That much simcha we don't, he's not entitled to. Let him learn at home. Now, the question is, in general, it sounds like a briska chakira. What's the shot you can't leave your house? Is the isa the leaving, or is the isa the coming, the entering? How's that for a chakira? Is it isa the also lost in the pesach beis? Is the answer you can't leave the house? Is that the answer? Or is you can't go somewhere else? Is that the answer? So the Rambam's lashon is lo yeta lemakom acher. I mean, you shouldn't go to some other place. Sounds like the truma tadesh and shita. That's the, what's the nature of the answer? He shouldn't forget his avelus. So he's going to go from his house and go somewhere else. He's going to forget about his avelus, especially going to see other people, start interacting socially. Nothing wrong with walking out of the door. The answer is to go to where other people are. That's why the Truma Tadeshin says, if it's necessary, not for a frivolous reason, but if it's necessary, so you can go out of it, the other can leave the house, specifically at night. And if I'm more closer, you leave at night. Now, what's so special about night? Pashtus isn't, at least in those days when there was no electricity, and we know about the blackouts, when it's night outside, then that's why we had the blackouts, so you get a taste of what it was then, so you know how much better. When it's at night and it's dark outside, you can't go anywhere. You don't see anybody. It's hard to see anybody. There's no social interaction. Welcome back. There's no social interaction at night, right? The Truma Tradition, and quoted by the Ramah. If you have to leave the house, you have to leave the house. So it's better to go at night, because at night there's no one around. If there's no one around, you're not going to bump into people. Not going to happen. The Rambam writes in the base, "Hamekil lotz ba'layla me'atorech lo hitzit truma tadesh." If you have to leave, you can leave. Okay. So the meila, it's not only a question of day or night. It's primarily a question of whether you're going to bump into people or not. So the person has to go by day. He gets to a car, walks out the door, gets to a car, takes it to another house, and take a nap by day. Even though it's at night, even though it's light outside, but he's going to quit in and out. He'll go out the back door, into a car, drive out to a mile down the road, go to his house where he has a bed, and go to sleep and come back. It's the same as at night. What do you mean night? Night just means when there aren't people around. It's a difficult language. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan writes. The difficult language, if you look in the Dark Emotions of Cousin Gimli, you get an impression there's a fundamental difference conceptually between day and night. That's very difficult. Because night just means when there aren't people around. Okay. Now, let's take a look at again another Mordechai. It's Tov Tzadi Vov. Let's give a look there, okay, together? Tov Tzadi Vov. Interesting story over there. What happened? Maitha Hoya Be'ovil. Shalach Akra Hasar Shalom. The governor, the mayor, right? End of it's in Tov Tzadi Vov. It's page Chav Aleph Beis in these documents. and the third line after the index, fourth line. The Shalom Adavar Rabbeinu Simcha, Imut Avalelech Etzlo, Veshiv, Achol Gav, the Tanya Shabbos Yishona, Eina Yotzi Mipesach Beito, Pirush, She Yotzi Gederech Mnei Adam, Lemulacha, go to work, Ola Masu Matan, or to do business, Ve'ul Etil, to take a hike, or a trip, to walk around, Avol Ki Agav, and Mut Alatez, Kedaminan, Yotzi Lederech Noel, before she came on up to Zavim Beis, I thought he came. Although the Gemara says you're allowed to wear shoes, he told him, no, don't wear shoes. You see clearly that it's an iser for malacha and tiyul. Now, you get the impression from the Mordechai that tiyul is also, even if you're not in the presence of people, as opposed to the Trumas Hadesh. Apparently, the Mordechai is fearful that someone who's in the Mina Velas will take a walk in the woods. Take a walk in the woods, it's all beautiful nature, it's so beautiful, the woods, the trees, the sky, there. So forget about the Avelus. So therefore, it's nothing which is not allowed. If the governor says you have to come, the mayor, the feudal lord, whatever it was, you have to come. You go, you answer what the little feudal lord asks for you, and you go right back. You're not afraid you have to forget about the Avelus. Okay. Now, what about this idea of leaving going on the way, the Mefurash Gemara? Take a look on Tosafot, it's called Zion Amud Aleph. At the end of the top part, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, end of the top part. So like this, they quote our Gemara, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Shabbos Rishona and Yosef Mitzvah Beisel. He says that's only the ear in the city. But we learn in terms of Amud Beis, Yosef Aderech Noel, Nichnas Leir Kolik, Alma Mutta Lotes. You see, it's permissible to leave to go out of town. Mishema Daska Bedavar Aved Mutalas Ladera. Also says, well, it's no proof positive. Maybe it's limited to a case of a Davar Aved. The Ramah, however, is Mekel. The Ramah quotes this din. Here we are. This is in Siv Beis, we left off. Had the Asa Lassim Chutz Lebeis, so Haina Daska, the Tayel, or the Masa, the Matan, the Chadome. The Shalach HaMoshalach Rav is Mutter. Or Shet Tzarech Leilech Laderech is Mutter. Oh, the shards, the varim, and the shikhan, the rabbi is also Muslim. Three separate Torah. Not like Tosafot is suggesting here that you can only leave town for Dora. No, there's three separate Torah. A hefter of the Tsar, a hefter of the rabbi, and a hefter of leaving town. That's what the Ramah talks. Fine. But you should go to the Divrei Sofrim by yourself. Don't go with a whole large group because that's going to be, again, interacting with people. That's not proper. We say, Yechidi, we don't really mean Yechidi. Morris and Brochus was down, and Avil's not allowed to go out Yechidi. It means more than one more person to watch him. Or, not far from other people, as the case may be. Therefore, for this reason, it seems to me that I'm a Pashut. But if someone is sitting in an Avela somewhere, and he wants to move to a different city, let's say half the family is in place one, and the other is in place two, or he's by himself in place one, and he wants now to move to the city where his brothers and sisters are observing the Shiva. He's allowed to go. It's a Torah. Try to go at night if you can, or go by car when no one sees you, if you can. And if you can't go at a place where no one sees you, for example, you have to go on an airplane, you're going to try your own private jet, so you're going to be in a plane with 500 people. So I can't help it. You're not really interacting with them. You're sitting in your own place. And that's all. It's permissible, in my opinion, to do such a thing. Moreover, the Divrei Sofrim writes that it's preferred that Avelus take place in a group, that a person should go with his siblings to observe the Shiva, because it'll be more Mitzorah to Hespin and Pchi as opposed to where you're sitting all by yourself. Okay. Now I get to a topic which we said we talked about earlier. The Gilyan Marasha in Shin Tzadi Beis talks about the father who's in Shiva going into the chuppah of his daughter. We discussed this before. It happened in my shul. This during Mamish. It happened in someone in my shul. Yeah, I'm not kidding around. Someone from my shul lost a sister, and that very week, his daughter got married. It's exactly this case. So what does it say? It's a question. What exactly does it say over here? So the Gilyan Marasha and Shin Tzadi Beis Tiv Gimel. It's right here. I think I'm on the same page here. Where is it? Where's the previous page? Where's the Gilyan Marasha? Mutal the Kansa. It's in the second wide line. The Rashai Ahav Likonis Achupas Bito. And who's the source? Knesset Agdol. Knesset Agdol. Okay? That is another Gilead Marsha. In Simon Shin Sadi Aleph. Previous Simon. Sif Bay. What's there? What's there? Again, the second wide line. Hecha de mutlo litlos v'shem hefted yochol ha'av l'chnos l'chupas pito. Again, Knesset HaGadol. You can go in. But the question is, what are the circumstances? Here in the first wide line, uv de balafonai v'se imo shel achos na'vela v'abein lo rotza lisa im lo tiyahem shushvinu. Finish. He's not getting married, his mother walks him down the aisle. Finish. Okay? So what's the din? He says in that kind of a case, he's tired, he's not doing it. So now is a major question. He mentioned Rav Moshe, says, I told you the case, Rav Moshe is in Shiva, saying exactly so. You're allowed to walk into the wedding of a child if you're in Shiva because the Gilead Marshal said so, that's the Gilead said so. They didn't say so. It says for carrots. They said it's only mutter in the case where the parent will not come to the wedding. The child is not going to the wedding. I can't go to the chuppah without you. Finish. But if the child will say, listen, I'd like you to come, but I mean, if you can't come, the rabbi says, no, we'll have the chuppah without you. So Rav Moshe extends the head to all cases. When you look at the original sources, Gideon Mashoch and Knesset HaGadol, it's not that way. This is what Rav Moshe recorded yesterday. Chelek Veis, Simen, Kuf, Samach, Tet. What's the Moshe said there? It's a great tzar not to be at the wedding of your child. It's a greater tzar than Dover Aved, more than losing money. And the Dover Aved is mutter. It's mutter. Now, we already saw this, we already discussed a few minutes ago that Dover saw the prices. That you're allowed to leave the house for a Dover Aved. So what Moshe says makes sense, but it's against the postman that he's quoting. Rav Moshe was, you know, saw Gideon Marshal, 1, 2, 3, he said, they said it's mutter. They didn't say it's mutter. They only said it's mutter in the case in which otherwise there won't be any wedding. The far cry from Rav Moshe's head. That's what the different sofim points out. But it seems to me they really, in fact, should be mutter. It should be mutter. It is, in fact, a davar ha'aveh. No? A davar ha'ave. That's what Moshe's right. Makes a lot of sense. Moshe's cooler. Elamai, you can't go to a wedding. They're two separate stories on both sides. You can't go to a wedding for 12 months or 30 days, and you can't leave the house for a week. On the Zaisi, they're two Easterim and they're two Atei. As far as they have to be Easterim going all year or a month, we already spoke about this by Rechus earlier this week. It's Mutalalov, you have to go, etc. As far as the Easter to leave the house, that's where the Dover Aved comes in. Two different things. Because until now, we're discussing not that the Ovel is going to have Tzar, but the Chosman Kala will have Tzar. That's the Mutelas of the Svara. So as far as going into the wedding hall, what's the Svara to be making over there? If you don't come in, the Chosman Kala will have Tzar. As far as the Easter of leaving the house, here are much says the head there is, that you'll have Tzar. The Dover Aved, the two steps, two at Terim, and they solve each other. They have a kuntres over here called Nipe Gabriel. I'm going to show the oil. I think it's in that box. I just want to show you. You want to look it up? Over 100 pages. Gabriel Sinner. All about this topic. The whole thing. It's all about. About an oval coming into a simcha. The whole thing. The whole kuntres. It's over 100 pages. All on one topic. Interesting. He's also a maker. But he has to follow in Shiloh. It's a very serious Shiloh. Can he wear shoes? Serious child. Can he wear shoes? See, right on the end of the shoe in the back, on page pay test, you can wear shoes. He quotes the Das Kedoshim. He says you can wear shoes. But others disagree. No, you're not allowed to wear shoes. So what's the solution? He says, get artificial leather. That's all. You have the shoes that look like leather shoes, but they're not leather shoes. So if you do that, that's the way to handle it. I agree 100%. Why get involved in any kind of machlek? Next question. Can you remove your torn shirt? The halach is that an avil has to wear a torn shirt all week. If it's a different relative, a sibling, a spouse, a child, machlef ena korea, you can have your right to remove, to change your shirt and not rip the new shirt. Okay? But for a parent, you have to even machlef a korea. So may you wear a shirt which is not torn to this wedding. So he says, well, it's okay. How do you know? Because there are more rights over here. In Shin Sadi Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Yochol Lilbos Ktsas Bigday Shabbos, Bishosha Machnisin. Okay? You're allowed to have a Bigday Shabbos, and a Bigday Shabbos, presumably, are not going to be torn. Are not going to be torn. What's the Ezra Dover? Why is it mutter to wear the Bigday Shabbos? He says, Yantah Shalom. Yantah Shalom. All right. And the same as shoes are mutter, so this the Bigday Shabbos are mutter. No, oy by soy. Those all that shoes are also. Bigday Shabbos should also be also. I Bigday Shabbos. Bigday Shabbos is only a minig. We spoke about the Bigday Shabbos. But the truth is, here it's more than a minig. Because the next one there I'm off, Uvilvad Sheil Acha Shloshim. So we're clearly talking about Ovid V'Imo, and the Bigday Shabbos aren't going to be ripped. We're giving a head to put on Bigday Shabbos and rip them. Ah, I can't believe it. I don't think that's a shot. What's the point of putting Bigday Shabbos to rip it? So apparently the Ramah is making the false opinion of ripping the garment. So maybe it's going to make a dike from the Ramah. They also be matter to wear shoes? Or maybe not. Machlif in Korea is a different kind of a thing. It's not one of the actual things of Shiva proper. It relates to it, but not exactly. Can't derive from Ramah necessarily. The shoes would be more. It's better off with the artificial leather shoes. Now, interesting question. Is there a distinction in all these matters between within Shloshim and within Shiv? Remember, all the cases we're discussing over here, the Ramah, etc., are after the Shiva, within the Shloshim. Would it be any more serious within the Shiva? What do you say about that? What's your svar on this? Now, we already took care of leaving the house. That we took care of by saying it's a Dover Oven, whatever the heck there may be. Mitzvah, whatever it may be. Is there a more intense Isser within Shiva, or is there not? Yes? I always thought Tif Aleph. We already pointed out that Tif Aleph was just a question of a kind of hashash, to a more chershish in the first week. So, does that prove that the Isser Simcha is greater the first week than it is beyond that? Or maybe not. It's just a yovel of a schok. It's not so clear. You got yovel of the simcha. It means it's 30 days, and you shouldn't take the baby in a week because yovel of a schok. It's more quote unquote inappropriate. It may not be a more intense prohibition. Here's a general question I'll ask you, Rabotai. In the Yisurei Shloshim, is the first week any more chomer than the next 3 weeks within the Yisurei Shloshim? Well, what do you say about that? We had a little by Nesilas Tziporonayim a little bit, right? Some folks can say that there's distinctions between the first week and beyond. We pass on along, I think there's no difference. Because the Shlosh is the answer. What's the difference between the first week and the next 3 weeks? Should be the same thing. Ah, very good. But the Torah says that she's fish, so she may not cut her hair the first week, but she may the subsequent week. But that is not a proof of anything intrinsic. It just could be the first week doesn't make a difference a week without cutting the hair. After the first week, it's not that the avelus is less serious, it's that the hair growth is more serious. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know for sure. As a matter of fact, some folks can suggest that it's different based upon that proof. Maybe. The truth is, in the Rambam is mashma, and they're two separate Isurim. Interesting. In the Rambam, he quotes two separate Isurim with respect to Sforus. He quotes it in Shiva, and he quotes it again in Shloshim. The other Isurim Shloshim, he doesn't quote twice. He quotes them only once. Halodavaru. This is something which the post can point out. I'm not sure. I'd like you to help me out and try to pinpoint this. Why, when it comes to Sforus, he quotes a separate Isurim of she calls it by Yisurei Shiva and again by Yisurei Shloshim. The other doesn't, because the God of Meguasim. Doesn't say it needs to be God of Meguasim in Shiva and again in Shloshim. You'll have to say it, not in Shloshim. So in Shiva, yes, Bechlau Masayim Ana, a little higher mathematics. Yes, Bechlau Shloshim Shiva. 30 is a bigger number than 7. We have to say it for. So the fact that he didn't say it by Begiyus, and he didn't say it by Simchon, he didn't say it by the Derech. I'm missing one. What are the five Yisurim of Shloshim that he had, Rambam? What are they? Nesiya, and Simcha, and Giyot, Tisporeth, what's the fifth? Yichud Keret, some case. Well, all those five things, he makes no distinction, doesn't mention them again with his Shiva. By Tisporeth, he does. Halodava, I'm tempted to say there's a love that's over here. I just don't know what it is yet. You look at the notes to find out. There's something in this Rambam, which I don't really have yet, but if you could let me know Shach over Shabbat, I'd be happy to quote you on Sunday. Okay? Please, do the homework. In any event, the Pashtus, without leaving out this Rambam was the source, as far as Simcha is concerned, there should be no distinction really between Shiva and Shloshim. And if they're Matah within Shloshim, they're Matah within Shiva as well. So within Shloshim, they say you can go to the child's wedding, and then have whatever other kikulas that exist with Shloshim Dikah. So to by Shiva, as far as dancing and singing and music, the whole business. The Pashtus is, whatever is going to cause pain to the Chasam Kala, you're allowed to participate. If the father or the will not dance with the son of the Chasam, it'll be pained terribly. He has to do it. But I was once at a wedding, and some big time with Chasam, and he was in our veil for a parent, and his child got married. Not only did he dance with the child, he danced with all of his friends. The child was somewhere else. And he's dancing, I think it was his daughter's wedding. His daughter was the other side of the Mechitza. And he's dancing with all his people, his friends, and this and that. I was wondering about that. What's the heck of that? To dance with his son-in-law, I guess if the Kala will find out that her father didn't dance with her husband, she's going to be sorry. All right. But to dance with all his friends and relatives and acquaintances and I don't know what and the Mechun's acquaintances. I'm not sure what the heck of that is. Yes. I dance. He'll dance with the Mechutin. He'll dance with the Chasin. Video. See the videos? Okay. But she won't see it until much later. That's not so-called Tzara Kala. She's Tzara Kala when she sees it 6 months later. I get the video with all the hops. Yeah, that she raises it's Kala. So I don't know if you're going to be in the debate when she can see the video a month later. Don't know. I call upon him. The beggar's karua will certainly cause tzar to the chosm. You're allowed to remove it. The nalayim is also probably cause tzar. Maybe you can remove it on that basis too, if you can't find artificial leather. But on the other hand, we find like this. The ifis simcha will not if it's tzar chosm. As we said in the chat with the ritzvah. So the holy ifis simcha and the mutelas allah this mitzvah, and if you are mutelas, it's mutzvah. Alright, that's more subjective. But yisurim buchlat, it's the shoes. Maybe the chosm doesn't like when his father walks in with sneakers. Too bad. He can't help it because it's an issa, Not that simcha, which is more where the whole issa is because it's ain't a mutella salah. I don't know. I'm not sure. So that's why the official leather solution is certainly the best one. In the middle of this whole country, this day Gabriel, as it's very creative, he suggests, well, maybe it's mutter because of mechila. Who? Is the machlekes apaskin, is the mechila with respect to avelus or not? This base course, but there is. But Tzavavelis, there's a document Moshe talks about it, the Simon Shin Mendal. He says, well, the Machlekes and here, although there was no verbal Mechila, but clearly he says the parents would be Michael, such as Simchot Chassid. Woo! This is a little Chassidish Torah almost. But he suggests that as a Snip Lahokim. Then he throws in Yigur Abo Chaveru. Wow. The Russian Simon Membei. That's what I don't know what he's talking about. That's only after Shloshim. I don't get what he says. Anyway, this day got real. You can have it from the Mendel Gottesman Library. If you want to read it over Shabbos, the best thing is to put some paper in before. You shouldn't have a problem of erasing letters. Right. Okay. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch, my Rabbi. Simon Shin, Tzadik Gimel. Okay. Let's take a look. Siv Beis. So we read the first week, you don't leave the house. So we're reaching, stay home. Shnia, the second week. Yose, you leave the house. Ve'eno Yoshev v'mekomo ve'eno v'daber. You don't go into your place and you don't speak. What does that mean? So first of all, the Mordechai says in Siman Tavs of Tzadi Vav again that this din of Ein Yosef Mekomo applies the first week as well. What do you mean the first week? You don't leave the first week. The answer is Shabbos you leave. So Shabbos and Sim Gimel, we pass in our minute, we do go to shul on Shabbos, and you're not permitted to sit in your regular seat the first week either. Okay? Now where exactly are you changing your seat? Where are you changing your seat? No, where are you? The Rashi and the Riff explain the shul. Where else? Where else? The Gilead Maharsha, last on the page, and the Yoshua Mekomo, Bain the Beso, Bain the Beso Knesset. It's only in base of the yeshiva, shamakol the fiashana v'chachma shari. If it's a kind of a place with the yeshiva or the medrash, where they give you changing places according to your seniority and your wisdom, and then you know you keep people who keep moving around, mutter. What does that mean? In your person's house, we have a makom kavua or a shul makom kavua camp, and you have to change. But not so kavua, so then you don't have to change. That's what he suggests in the Gilead Marasha. Most poskim are against the Gilead Marasha, against the Gilead Marasha. They say you only change in a shul, not in the house, for a number of reasons. One, people often move around in the house. That's what you call the gater. And number two, we don't find the fairish a chiyuv to change in the house. No, we find the chiyuv specifically in shul. I think most people were against the Gilead Marasha. Now, it's an interesting point. The Meiri writes that the whole idea of changing in shul is not to change from one seat to another. They had a special avelim section. Can you imagine that? There was an avelim section in the old shul. And to move into that section. So, of course, that's the case with the Zman HaZeh, which we don't have such a section. We don't change even in shul. It's not in the house. That's just a Meiri. The Sefer Chassidim says, when you change, you move further away from the Aron Kodesh. No move to the back seats. You move into the bleachers. You move further away from the Aron Kodesh. What if you're already in the back row? I have some people in my shul that only want to be in the back row. Furthest in the row they can get. The back row. Backed up against the wall. What do you do? You can't go, you can't go back anymore. You're behind the wall. So, you move from one side to the other. Okay. Fine. The quote to Nohei Ketzon Yosef, some of the German customs, who says they always would move next door. They would exchange places with their next door neighbor. If Reuven is in the next to Shimon, Reuven is in the best of Shimon, let's switch seats for the next month, year, as the case may be. That was the minute. See, two things. One, they didn't require going backwards. Two, they didn't require Dalet Amos. They didn't require Dalet Amos to get the Pisca Shuva. Where did the Pisca Shuva get it from the Dalet Amos? From the Mogan Avram. Simon Sadi says, Kotman Amadal. That's called a Kovea Mokomus Filoso. Okay, Avram, the Ezra Moran Brokus. Means within Dalet Amos, considered one place. The rest of the Mogan Avram. Why? Well, you know, it's all the same places. It has to be the same centimeter. So there's Dalet Amos. But the Maram Shik says, no. No. He says, the Mogan Avram only meant it in your house. Some of the Davos in his house on occasion, there's no set place in the house. So within Dalet Amos is one place. But in Shul, what do you mean you have no place? You try to take over someone's seat. You're in my seat. What do you mean? So then Dalet Amos is my seat. Bang! It was Dalet Amos. It's not going to work Dalet Amos in this kind of a situation. It's only in the house. When it's shul, there's set seats. So you got to sit, for the Kviyas Mokum and shul, you should sit in your own seat. And on the contrary, for Avelis and shul, you move one seat over. Good enough. That's the passion against the Pirkei Tshuva. Fine. Now, remember we saw yesterday the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, who says that on Shabbos, what was the custom? They come in and they give the Nicham Avelis. And the Yoshim Ito La'orek, it says. They sit on the floor. On Shabbos? To sit on the floor? How can that be? Sit on the floor? How can that be? Well, that's a pillar, no? So the Mordechai says, you know why they sat on the floor? Because there was nowhere else to sit. You want to have seats? You know, it's a kasha for Maisa. There were no seats. They didn't want to stand so long. They sat on the floor. But if there would be enough seats at the Mordechai, sit in a chair on Shabbos. We don't even understand it even on a chair, because the Gemara says Shabbos two days, we spoke about it before, was V'koshi Tiru Levaker Cholem Ulanacham Avela V'Shabbos. V'koshi Tiru. It's not an ideal. not an ideal, because it's a kind of a farhesis thing. The discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Zayin and Aruch Chaim. Can you say Hamokom HaShabbos? Or do you say Shabbos Himi L'Nachem U'Nechoma Kerova Lova? Now, we mentioned it's not even our shul, so they come in after the Shkia, even though before Mitzvah Shkia. So the Prisha here in Sipkot Nei says, according to the Torah, you can say Hamokom, even on Shabbos. You say Shabbos Milizav Urafrua Kerova Lova. What's the change? He quotes the Ran. The Ran says he's afraid he'll say the regular text of Shabbos without the addition of the word Shabbos Yim Yilizik Urafrua Kerova. You're going to start to cry if you don't want a Shabbos. If you add those words, you're not going to cry. No, Halavai should work. But when it comes to Nechama, the crying factor wouldn't apply. You're going to be Nikol HaVeilim, so you can use this standard text. Okay, so those in the many shuls in the America where they say Hamokom, after Shkia, they can rely on this opinion 2 days. Okay, the whole idea of going out the Farhesed to meet him is a problem, but that's already a minig in many places. Goes back to the Pirkei Rabbeinu. Fine. What's the reason for changing a place in Avela? So the post can say, you know what I mean? Pirkei Rabbeinu. If you change your seat, they'll realize you're in Avela, and they'll be menachem you. How long does this go on? How long does this go on? So the chod that we are major in the chod, but only the first week. See, what's the reason for the other weeks? We'll come to it in a little while. Okay, Rabotai, what does it say over here in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch? The second week, what does it say here? Yosei, the Eino Yoshei bin Komo. Okay, Shabbos. Also, you don't go out. What about the first Shabbos? The Mordechai seems to say, the first Shabbos, you don't leave your house at all. It's the Mordechai Shita. So Rabotai, what does it mean, the first week, the Shabbos? No. Shabbos means that the first week you don't leave your house. That's what Shabbos means in the Mordechai context. Because on Shabbos itself, Shabbos Kodesh, tonight, Shabbos Kodesh, he already said you do leave the house. The Seer of the Mordechai. That the first Shabbos you don't leave the house. That you do leave the house. What's the answer? The word Shabbos means two different things. First, it means a week. The first week you don't leave the house. Sheva Shabbos means 7 weeks. And then, it means on Shabbos Kodesh, that you do leave the house based upon the Pirkei, the Rabbah lesson. So then what's the reason for that they should know you're in a different place to give you Nechama applies to the first week? And what's the reason, therefore, to change your place after the first week? You don't give them that. And it's true, the Gemara says you can't have Nechama after the first week. That's very uncommon. Right? You should do it the first week. So why do you change seats after the first week? What's the reason for it? So two reasons given. Some say it's based upon a Gemara, Tainus Chav Dalram and Beis. It says in the Gemara, it's a midas ha-din, which is somehow applies to an individual in Avelis. The one time of Chavdal and Avelis, it says, Shani Duchta, change your place. Is that a Gemara, Tainus? The mind Gemara left to the mind. Not there? Oh, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Chavdal and Avelis. Those of you who have the regular Gemara, you know, all the Masechet, can look inside. Shani Duchta. Here's the Gemara. Here it is, Mr. Zerba Kivega on it. Says, what happened to her? It says, if you're in trouble, if the Midas has been upon you, change your place. That's kind of Mishana Mokka, Mishana Mazel. If it changes its place, so it'll be better off. So here too, there's the Midas Adin, so you're better off changing your place. The Mashal talks about the Mazikin. The Mazikin who have Rishus, Miyachim Lehem Mokka Mazdekon. We have Rishus Lehazik Lehem Mokka Acher. Okay? What can I tell you? So that, for that reason, that's what's given by the Mefarshim, one reason why you change the place for the after the first week. A second reason given is, because we saw the Gemara, that we say we blame the Ovel, in fact, for the loss of the relative, but you didn't do it on purpose, so the person was guilty of killing B'Shelgeit. What do you do with kill B'Shelgeit? Golos. The B'Shelgeit Kluge's job. Golos. So that's why you change place beyond the first week. All right. Now, here we have a very important, interesting question. Ain't no medaber. What does that mean? A vow of silence? Ain't no medaber? You don't say anything? I know I'm shouting this Gemara here. Ain't no medaber. What does it mean?
Maybe they don't start a conversation.
Oh, they're starting out. That's true. The first week we know the Gemara is the favorite. An Ovel not supposed to start a conversation. He's supposed to wait until the Menachem starts. That's the Gemara for Rosh Gemara. And then Chav Zayin, Chav Ket. The Ovel not supposed to start the conversation. What's that? The other way around. Kind of backwards. I'm sorry. The Ovel is supposed to start the conversation. The Menachem is not supposed to start the conversation. Well, I've been in situations where the Ovel doesn't say anything, and the Menachem doesn't say anything. He's leaves. That's what we spoke about the Prisha yesterday. Not very, very great Nicham Avelim. That's what he talks about. That's exactly what he says. Oh. But this kind of, if you take a look in the Rashi on the Rift, which we know is the real Rashi, but we'll see soon. It's not always the accurate rendition, in my opinion, of the real Rashi. Where's Eino Medaber? Here it is. Eino Medaber. No. It's in Yudal Amin Aleph. Eino Medaber toward the end. In the Rashi and the Rift. El Yoshe V'Domein V'Eino Medaber V'Rabim Kimin Hogo. Huh? What does that mean? Guy goes to shul. So we say, what? He talks to shul. It's always, come on. We're talking about, obviously, somebody talking behetzer over here. So, ain't a medaber berabim kimen hogo. He shouldn't say one single solitary word once he gets to shul. Shah. That's what it sounds like. If you read the Rashi on the Rift Kipshuto, as we have it, ain't a medaber berabim. It doesn't mean he doesn't get up and speak in front of the bimu. He's not the rabbi of the shul. When medaber berabim, it means you won't speak in public when people are around. You take a vow of silence. Hard to believe. What's the correct gear, sir, I think?
Eino Medaber,
read the gear one time.
Eino Medaber, Eloyoshin
is
the domain,
the Eino Marbe Bidvorim. That's it. The typo. The Eino Marbe Bidvorim. You can see how the letters got mixed up. The ratio, the dollars, you know, he's going to. Instead of Eino Medaber Barabim, it's supposed to be Eino Marbe Bidvorim. Same letters, it's got jumble mumbles and mixed up. I'm convinced that the Rashi is a typo, because this is the real Rashi, which we have the Saviyat of, and a Mab of Mitzvah. You can say, you're allowed to say that a few words, but say, you shouldn't talk so much. And a Mab of Mitzvah, you shouldn't be talking, because sure how you're doing, how's everything, and this and that. I used to talk about Dvaram Mutarim, it was Halacha, and Agoda, it was the Parsha, and this and that. No, first should not be Mab of Mitzvah. That's the correct gear, so in the Rashi Saviyat. Now, here's a big question. We saw Tosfos yesterday on the top of Chav Gimel Amar, the top Tosfos, said a very big Chiddush. Tosfos said a Chiddush like this. Tosfos says that the Issa to be Medaber, I guess it's Medaber Medvorim, is only Bimkomo. It's only Bimkomo. Tosfos says, Mishum the Tzarech Leishu Bimkomo Veinam Medaber. The Sheva and Yisrael the Daber came from Kamo. Chiddush Noir and Tosfos. The only time is Yisrael the Daber, which is the Marav Midvarim, is in your space. In your space. Who argues with this Chiddush? Who argues with Chiddush? The Shulchan Aruch. It's ready for you. Shnia, Yosei, Ve'eino Yoshe from Kamo, Ve'eino Medaber. The Furish of Mechaber against Tosfos. No, the week is not the point. The question is whether the Easter to be Medaber is in Komo or Shalom in Komo. Oh, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about Tanakama. That's the principle over here. Is the Easter the Daber, an Easter only in Komo, or even shalavim kama. Tos says only them kama, and Shulchan Aruch says even shalavim kama. No? Pashtus. I'm sorry. From exactly. That's my whole point. The Mechava is against those, the Pashtus. I know that. So what would Tos say in the second week? Really? No. If I were Bali Atos, I would write in Shulchan Aruch. I wouldn't say that. I would say, Shnia Yosei, Ve'enu Yosei Bim Koma. Okay? Ve'enu Yosei Bim Koma, Ve'enu Medava. That is quick a little bit, isn't that second to third, isn't that second to third? So I have a slight problem in the Ramah. Because the Ramah said, Ve'enu Shlishi, the Mechaba said, Yosei Bim Koma, Ve'enu Medava. It says the Ramah, the Emrota Shalaleshi Bim Koma, Ve'enu Shlishi, the Medava, for Shitziyotov. Should have said, I think, the Yesh offer. I don't think the Mechaba would agree with this. I don't think. Let's just find the distinction between 2 and 3. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay.
Right, and that's
the what we call kosher. Gra. Kosher. Toys is clear against the kosher. Machlok. So if I do machlok, it's what Shvet Am says. Toys is saying a Kiddush, and the Mechab is against Ramah accepts it. So it's a yes, I think. Anyway, what do you see from this whole story? This is the Rav Tovim says. From the Toys, from the Gra, both of them, whichever way you slice it. There's a connection between these two dinim. What are you allowed to sit in your right place? What are you allowed to be Medaber? They're all connected. Why are they all connected? It's the long lines we said earlier in the Truma Sedeshen. Namely, the first week, you don't leave your house at all. You just forget about the Avel. So you go mix with people. The second week, you know, look, you're going out, you're going to shul, but don't sit with your regular chevron. You know, I know I say it nicely. You sit at the Polish Tish. So, and he's talking about all the they talk about in that Tish. So that's a big Shabbos. Don't sit at that Tish with all your friends. Sit somewhere else. I have nothing to say. Good. And then your friends aren't there. That's the whole point. That's the point. The third, well, I go back to your Tish, but don't say too much. That's already the story. So that's just the third week already, so we can trust the sort of. Okay? That's the Shabbos. Now the Grah, what is the Grah? The first week, right? Certainly you have to change your place. It's a kosher case, right? Even if you're not going to be medaber. I, in the second smocha, it says, Yoshim al ha'orek, didn't say you change the place. What's the answer? That's don't change the place. You have to go from the right corner of the shul to the left corner. You stand in the right corner, you stand on the floor, that itself was a change. That's what the Mishnah Brewer writes in the Chutishabov. Hof kuf nun test the kot mechof out. Okay. Let's go on. Kam is the Ramah with the Wapa. The Wapa. The Ash of Noah again saying, Yoshin bim Koman kosh loshin, vel other the imo yud beis kodesh. The aim the minig zeiko. Mi koma koma in the shanas min aminig, ki koma koma the fimen hozo. What a Ramah. Maybe. The minig has no basis. But don't you dare change in the minig. What is that? Now, we know a minig is going to have to have some kind of a basis. Has to have a basis. How can it be no basis whatsoever? Right. Go ahead. Correct. I've got made a time when he was called, when he had Shlishi, so the Gabbai didn't call him up. He was just sort of silent. Rabbi Tam woke up by himself because he was thinking if he wouldn't come up, it would be Avelis Mefarheske. Correct. Here's a big question. How do you change your seat on Shabbat? It's Avelis Mefarheske. We already discussed this a long time ago. What's the answer? Avelis is a Shloshenzik Avelis. According to the Arminic, it's maybe done. We'll see at the Sivdal. We'll try to get to today. If we hurry up, then we'll get to Sivdal. Let's talk quickly here. Now, what's going on over here? How is it possible to have a minute to change a whole year? Where does it come from? So if you have a tour, open to the Dark Eye Moshe, please. Please open up. We'll see. Try to figure this one out. It's a puzzle. Okay? Please turn to the Dark Eye Moshe. Sif, Cotton, Hey. Shin, Sadi, Gimel, to the Cotton, Hey. Okay? Listen to this. He says, he quotes the Chumash Maimonides. Simen Chach. Lo haya yoshiv em komo at shavua revi. Kedei she yuchel adaber. Only kedei she yuchel adaber. Based on our Tosis. Based on our Tosis. What does our Tosis say in Chiddush? There's a restriction against speaking, but if you're not from Kobo, the restriction is relaxed. Now, what week are we talking about over here? It's a machlokas hatanoim, correct? Machlokas hatanoim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the most strict opinion. What does he say? What does he say? No, look inside the last narrow line. Chos gimel amad aleph. What does he say? Shlishis yosev and yosev im komo. Revis yosev im komo ve'eno medaber. So in the fourth week, he's allowed to go back to his place, but not speak. What if he wants to speak? How do you handle it? What do you do with the Tosis? You want to be able to speak unrestricted, what do you do? Change your seat. Ah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? The change of your seat can apply even reverse. Okay? Let me explain to you what I'm driving at over here. About. It's not what it says. It says Yoshua Kol Avin Medaber. What in the Marilim itself has that girsa? Sarich Yin Gado. No answer in footnote your text. But I have an answer. That they write a letter to the editor of the tour. They have their address in the front page also. The answer is true. That the din is in the fourth week. It's Yoshua Kol Avin Medaber. But combine that with Tosis. What Tosis says that you're afraid. You're going to talk too much, it's not going to be right. So the way to avoid the issue of talking too much is to be Mishana Makomo. To be Mishana Makomo the fourth week also for another relative. Once you're Mishana Makomo the fourth week for another relative, guess what? It's already a Shloshim Dikah Yisur. Once the Shloshim Dikah Yisur, there's an automatic extension to your Bez Kodesh for Avivimo. That's my shot. What's the matter? Some are. Am I real? Some are Machma Rida. That wouldn't be crazy. Am I real? The Machma Rida.
Does that
come
in
question?
Is it just the fact that
it's in Shloshim
or is
it in the Yamshim? That it applies to your Beit Kodesh, you mean?
Yes.
The Pashtus is, once it goes to Shloshim, it's an automatic extension for your Beit Kodesh. Now, wait a second. You're asking a question. It doesn't say Shloshim. It says Shavua Revi'ez. That's a good question. You get the impression over here that the nature of the Isser of Rabbi Yehuda is a din of Shlosh. I use the expression Shvur Revi'ez, Lav Davka. Shvur Revi'ez means for a month. Okay, that's what we're suggesting.
Yeah.
Against who? Okay, but not everyone will agree to that. Could be. But the Maril is assuming it's going to have Yehuda. It says 4 weeks. It means a month. Look, it depends on the week. The question was, where it means? Does it mean 4 Shabbatim? Or does it mean 4 weeks? So the Chavis is what? Who says that? Tur, Shem Rabbah Ben Shimon. Okay, but not everyone agrees to that. The Maril says no. A Shur Revi'ez means first month. We had a different context month before. What do we have? Wasn't it by Big Day Shabbat we had something? We said they changed 4 weeks and we said the 4 weeks means for a month. We had it. We had the same lush from somewhere. I already forgot. Shin what? I think so. Very good. Let's roll the lush from the Shin Tei test. What was the lush from there?
The Ramah.
Also, little bus big day Shabbos talks Dalit Shavuot to Rishonim. The little bus first say what it means is Shloshim. It's a code word. It's all big day Shabbos. See here too. It's also Ramah. That Arba Shavuot means Shloshim. And it's an exception to your Bezkos. That's my chat in this Ramah. I think we answered the question of the footnote you test pretty well. Because although it's true that Yoshua Ben Komo, but also Zayn Medaber. We told you to the Zayn Medaber, you have a choice, the better choice is to go switch seats because they won't have an Easter of Zibu. Cain, they release. Fine. Finally, Sif Gimel, Rabotai. Sin Sadi Gimel. Siv Gimel. What did Machaber say? Let's look inside. It's important. Never open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Siv Gimel. What does it say? Ha'avel, come on, I'm trying to finish this up. Ha'avel ain't a Yosef b'chol the Beis HaKnesset. Ha'avel b'Shabbos Yosef. Okay? That's the Sack of the Machaber. That's the Rosh. That Shavuah region means, it means Shabbos region means the first week, not the first Shabbos. Like a typical Rabbi Lezer. And he is the Machaber. V'anu no'agin sh'b'chol yom kriyas ha'Torah Yosef the Beis HaKnesset. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? You didn't see it anywhere. Not in the original sources. You go Monday and Thursday. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? It comes from the Beis Yosef. Where did he get it from? The Dizan. Where did he get it from? But I think the answer is based upon a Gemara, with the revolve that he has to see. Turn to the Gemara first, they're both sides. Please. On Chav Beis, on the Beis Yosef, is that what it was? Hold on. Where's that Gemara? Chav Beis, on the Beis, the last line. The very last line of Chav Beis, on the Beis. Gemara says, Nasi Shemes, Botei Midrashas Kulin Betelin, Upnei HaKnesses Nichnasim Lebeis HaKnesses, V'Korin Shiva V'Yosef. Boom. So what does that mean? The Rashi didn't try to hold Davos the Yechidus. And they just came, they had to go to Shul in order to lay. But take a look in the revolve, please. The revolve into the back of the rib. Right? What's the page? Yudalit? Is that correct? Yudalit at the bottom? Look what he says over here. Kshemeth Hanasi. Kol b'nei ha'ir boyim u'misbalim b'beis ha'ovel b'beis ha'chol b'en b'shabbos. B'en b'misbal b'en b'shabbos klal chutz mikriyas ha'torah b'shenim v'chamishim b'shabbos shem tzrichim l'kvaz b'en b'shabbos. Why? Why at the b'beis ha'ovel? What's the answer, Abodai? That's correct. You're not allowed to move and say the Torah. You're not allowed, that's the assumption of the Mechab and the Revolve. You're not permitted to move and say the Torah. That's the basis of the Beis Yosef. So in order to be with the lane, they had to go to Shul. Now, the question is, can the Abel himself come to Shul? That's not the first in the Gemara. Where Yosef Kara says, yes, the Abel can also come to Shul for purposes of Kriyas HaTorah. That's the stock of the Machab. Okay? That's the Machab. Now, question. What if there's no Kriyas HaTorah? We know the answer is, no problem, make a minyan in the house. What if there's no minyan in the house? Can the other leave his house? If there's no, they can't make a minyan. There's no one around. You can't do it. What do you do? So the first glance, the implication is, he's having a yechidus. They can only go out for laning. However, the Divrei Sofim says, no. The Mechab is the first case where there is a minyan in the house. But you can't take the Sefer Torah. And that's why you're only leaving the house for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. But if there's no minyan in the house, maybe the Mechab would hold. You can go to shul 7 days a week. You can't tell. And when there are more rights over here, will be Medinos Elu, no against Shenyot Elev Shabbos. You know why that's so? Because in the Medinos Elu, you make a minyan based on the Sefer Torah. You all know about that. That's why. But if there's no minyan, then you can go to Shul. We don't know. The Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham said there's no minyan in the house. Daven the Yechidus. Too bad. The Mishmer Hashan has a pshar, compromise. If a person lost a parent, that's a kaddish for the parent, he can go to shul, even in shiva, there's no minyan in the house. If you lost a different relative, and not a mechuyav to say kaddish, let him daven at home. Interesting. So the Divrei Sofim must have been right to the Magen Avraham, that he should not leave the house from the Gemara. It's a little tricky. Open the Gemara again and see if you can figure it out. I'm not sure myself what the Raya is. Take a look, please. Gemara Chof Gimbal Amad Aleph. Take a look, please. What does the Gemara say over here? Why did Rabbi Yehuda argue on the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yehuda says, everything's a week later. Why? Lo hutzichu lo ma Shabbos Rishona lo yetzi v'petach beiso shere akol nichnosim lebeiso lenachmo. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So look at the Emek Dover in Shin Sadi Gimel, Sip Cotton Sadi Gimel. He says, here is a raya to the Magen Avraham. Not exactly sure what the raya is, we're together. Not exactly sure what the raya is. Quote Tanya Gemara. What's the Yehuda saying? He says, because the Rishonim say, Masha Arbu Sheni Yotzei Mitzatzach Beis Al Perusho Sheni Yotzei the Beis HaKnesset L'Israel. Don't go to shul. Okay? Don't go to shul. Okay? So according to the Magen Avraham, I understand very well Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. Yehuda says the first week you got to say Ain't no Yotzei Mitzatzach Beis Al the Beis HaKnesset L'Israel. What are you talking about? Is the minion in the house? You're talking about the first week going to shul. Is the minion in the house? So if Yehuda says, you know the week that he can't come to shul, that's the second week. Still stay home. But according to those who say, if there's no minion in the house, you come to shul. He doesn't say, move on, kushas, Rav Yehuda. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Well, again, what was the discussion? The discussion was the first week, don't go to shul. What do you mean? They're coming to your house. No, so why is anyone going to Rabbi Yehuda? So this is good question. Why? Go on the second week. The second week you can't come to shul. What do you mean you can't come to shul? If they don't come, you're allowed to go to shul. I think that's what he's driving at. If you're allowed to go to shul anyway, the whole Rabbi Yehuda sounds that makes no sense. Says the restriction applies to the second week. And after the restriction is said, what happens then is no minyan. You go to shul anyway. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. There's a mefurish in Gemara, that's the Magen Avraham, if there's no minyan in the house, you don't go to shul. That's his raya. Now, of course, think about it again. Sounds like a very good raya. Sounds like a good raya. But what do you do according to the Ritz Geir, who says that you go to shul all week long? We spoke about this yesterday. The answer is that the Gemara is referring only to Shabbos. The question is only for those who maintain that you can go to shul bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda makes no sense. Of course, a very good raya that according to us, if you go to shul on Shabbos, you shouldn't go to shul b'chol. Sounds like a very powerful raya. I have to think about it again, but it sounds like a very good raya. But the Chayonim argues. He says, you go to shul. What's the proof? You can be over in Eastern Doraisa to go to make a minyan. Same as Gemara, who's a servant, a slave, with Meshachar and Evan, on Brachas, to make a minyan. So if you can over the Olam HaTavodu, how much more so you can over the Eastern Kal of Yitzir Mibeso to be part of a minyan? But of course, the Raya is very easily refutable. There you did it to create a minyan. So otherwise, there'd be 9 Jews, there would be no Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch, Lading, nothing. So it's in order to make a minyan mezakeh the whole tzibur, give a shachar and eved. Here, the minyan's going on fine without you. You're not doing it for the sake of the minyan, doing it for the sake of yourself. There's no raya that you can be over in it to in order to go to shul. So therefore, I would say that the raya of the Magen Avraham blind, that he quotes, to the Magen Avraham remains, he should really stay home. And even in the Divrei Sofer, when he's Mekil, he's only Mekil to go, because like a minion, just like a sort of across the lane. That's the lushness of it. It's a bit, on the other side of the Chotzer. Also Chotzer. What does that mean? Because the Easter, the whole Easter of leaving the house, is according to many poskim, only if to go if you're crossing a Rishus HaRabim. You're not going to Rishus HaRabim, you cross the here in the Emek Dover, Sadi Ches. Pachad Yitzchak is quoted in the Maril that in Ein of Sarach Leonis Efeshut the Rabbim Lo Mikri Yotin in Pesach Beisim. Speaking of Kamina, this Maril is right. You have to look at the original source. Maybe an oval who's never so cooped up in the house can take a little get fresh air in the backyard, because you know, going out, coming in. Yeah, but look, if you go to the backyard, you're not going into any public place. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Feld has in a safe on Avelis that someone's a member from the bungalow colony. And there's a shiva, you can sit on the porch, or, you know, we have to take a look later. So there are certain coolers. So it's a kind of a cluster, and there's a minion on the other side of the cluster, so then you're permitted to go. two more nakudas. I can't quite finish this topic today completely. Sif Dal, I have to wait until Sunday. But just finishing up Sif Gimel, two quick points. Interesting point here in the Divrei Sofrim. Nebuch, an Ovel and Erev Pesach, who's a Bchor. What do you do then? He says, can you go to Shul here and see him? He says, see him? You say the word see him? See him? He says, you're not in the Divrei Torah. You got to fast. Nebuch. He gives a cooler. Don't hear to see him. But he was the Messiah anyway. We spoke about this before. Now, in the Tisha B'Av Shiur, if you're really close with the Messiah, you don't have to hear to see him. You just come in afterwards and eat with him. Okay, but that way can be made. So the mitzvah, we said, see him as Mutal Chaladei. That was on Dogon Erevah. That's the way to do it. Come late and make sure the close friend who makes the see him. If he comes to the house to make a see him, the house, pay the house call, it's even better. You shouldn't have to leave the house. Finally, on Shabbos, you're allowed to leave the house. It's impossible. But in the Divrei Sofrim, he says, you're only allowed to leave the house on Shabbos to go to shul. That's the lashon of the Mechaber. Shabbos, Yosei, means going to shul. He wants to take a walk on Shabbos. He's cooped up all. He wants to take a walk 2 miles in the neighborhood, all around the place. So the Divrei Sofrim says, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. Why? He explains it for two reasons. In Kuf Yud Bey. Because the Bach says the lashon, you're allowed to go to shul on Shabbos. Ain't available for Shabbos. But that's only been for Hesed, perhaps. But the Davashib and Tinei calls him to Ferris and Moshe is Noach. Right? So therefore, if you go for a walk, not for Hesed, you didn't go for a walk. Also, it's not so much for Torah just to go to shul. Bottom line, he says that an Avol and Shabbos should only go to shul and back and shouldn't be walking around town. We'll stop here. On Sunday, we'll start Sif Dalit. Just finish up Sif Dalit, and we'll go to Ether Malacha for an Avol.